Good morning. How good it is to see each of you on this beautiful fall Sunday. Let me remind you of something we remind you of every week when we gather to worship, and that is, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. I do have several announcements I'd like to share with you this morning before we actually enter into worship, and I'd like to begin by welcoming Ina Cho, who is our guest organist today. Ina, thankfully, is not a stranger to us, and it's always good to have her in our midst. Both Andrew and Pastor Addie are away and traveling this week, and we are hoping that they will be having a good and restful time doing what they're doing, where they're headed. We'll see Andrew next week and Addie the following week. Let me remind you also that as we are now in the midst of fall, the Sunday School Carry Out Connection boxes are available for children, grandchildren, young ones who would like to benefit from the Sunday School materials that have been created and the lessons that have been prepared. Those boxes are out in the narthex on a cart. Please take them with you today if you have children or grandchildren that will make use of them during the month of October. Make sure when you do take the boxes that you sign the sign-out sheet so we know how many have been claimed and where they have ended up. And let me remind you also that if you are with young ones during church and they get a little fidgety or need to stretch, the church nursery is open. And you can hear the worship service from the nursery. We don't have folk attending it right now, but we do have a safe place to let young ones get out the energy they may have or the place where they might feel a little more comfortable than sitting still throughout the worship service. A reminder that today at 12:15, we will gather out in the meditation garden under the big oak tree for the blessing of the animals. This is our 16th annual blessing of the animals, and if you have pets or photos of your pets that you would like to have blessed, please join us at 12:15 out under the oak tree. Next Sunday, October 3rd, is World Communion Sunday, and we will be celebrating communion together, making use of the individually wrapped little communion elements. That continues to seem to be the safest way to do this. And so we will encourage you, we will be doing this at both services. So whether you come at 8 or 10:15, you will be a part of our communion celebration. A reminder also, and this is noted in your calendar, it is the time of year that we begin to create our activity calendar for the coming year. So St. John's 2022 calendar is in the works, and we are looking for sponsors for each of the months in the calendar. The information is included in your bulletin at the end of the order of service, so take that with you. And if you'd like to sponsor a month in honor of a loved one, in memory of a loved one, to celebrate a milestone, to call attention to your business, just call the church office and Lisa will get that information from you. And finally, a special thanks to our deacons and our basket raffle team. Last Sunday, I'm going to give the deacons credit for ordering that beautiful day that we enjoyed down at Plains Mennonite Pavilion. A wonderful crowd of folks gathered safely outdoors. We enjoyed hamburgers and hot dogs and good fellowship. And 33 baskets were raffled off. And I'll have to check with Judy Johnston in the weeks ahead to see just how much was raised for St. John's projects. But I know people were generous in purchasing the tickets, so I'm thinking we did okay. I believe that is all of our announcements, so I'm going to invite you to join with me now in taking a deep breath. As we breathe in God's Spirit and presence here among us, as we just pause and stop from all the busyness and let go, at least for a few moments, of those things that are weighing heavy on our minds and possibly distracting us. As we worship, may we sense God present here among us in ways that are compellingly real. Amen. in community is hard work, because being in community involves caring as much about the well-being of our neighbor as we care about our own well-being. In community, philosophies like every person for him or herself, or live and let live, don't quite cut it. Because you see, having been created in God's image, we are called to do more than just live and let live. We are called to live and help live, to claim our responsibility as our sisters and brothers' keepers, and to speak up and out on their behalf, even when doing so is hard or may involve taking a risk. Queen Esther, about whom we read in the Bible in the little book bearing her name, understood well the cost of being in community. When she learned that her people, the Hebrew people, were about to be annihilated, she dared to go before the king and to name the evil person who was about to carry out this awful destruction. Now, she knew that doing so could cause her being ousted as queen, or worse yet, it could cost her her life. But she did it anyway, because that's what you do when you understand the cost of being in community. Each one of you has chosen to be a part of St. John's United Church of Christ. You have chosen to be in community, which means that we have chosen to walk side by side, even with those with whom we disagree, with those we may not understand or whose choices may be different from our own. My prayer as we gather this day to worship is that we will claim this responsibility and do so with grace and compassion, always seeking wisdom beyond our own, especially now as we worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join with me in praying our prayer of confession, which is printed in the bulletin. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are your beloved community, created and called to help each other go the mile and bear the load. Not a one of us is an island unto ourselves, yet sometimes we act as though we were. We make decisions with little concern for how our choices might impact others. We become so focused on our own freedoms and desires that we lose sight of how pursuing those freedoms and desires impacts those around us. Forgive us, loving God, and fill us with both an unquenchable desire and the necessary courage to notice our neighbor and to live in community with them, ever aware that we do a better job of reflecting your compassion and mercy when we do so together. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, the good news is this: when we confess our sins, God is and always will be faithful and just. God forgives our sins and cleanses us from all that is not right. May we claim this gift. May we allow it to change our lives. May we share it freely so that the lives of others might also be changed. Amen. Please be seated.